Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. And we will begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representation. I ask that you continue to give this court the wisdom, your will, to do the best for our citizens. We pray for each other's family. We pray for the elected officials, as well as our state and our nation. We pray for those that are fighting for our democracy. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin a little bit out of order today under County Commissioners. Item A is considering possibly approve. We will begin with a time of public comment. If there's anyone in the courtroom who wishes to make a comment about anything on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And we are open for public comment. Hearing none, we'll move on to item A under County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Ms. Hassan, if you will come up to the lectern, I will read this proclamation of the Commissioners Court. It says, whereas National Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in this community, and the goal of the National Sexual Assault Awareness Month is to raise public awareness about sexual violence, educate communities on how to prevent it, and make the perpetrators accountable. Whereas over 53% of women and 29% of men reported experiencing contact sexual violence, and adolescents who experience sexual violence are likely to become victims again as adults. And whereas the theme this year for National Sexual Assault Awareness Month is Together We Act, United We Change, highlights the importance of working together to address and prevent sexual abuse, assault, and harassment. This campaign focuses on enhancing the public understanding of sexual violence, amplifying the voices of underserved communities, and empowering collective action to promote health equity. And whereas by aligning these efforts with broader social change and long-term strategies for community engagement, we can sustain the movement toward a future free from violence and create an environment where everyone feels safe, respected, and supported. And whereas we can partner with the Rape and Suicide Crisis Center of Southeast Texas and its partnering agencies to exercise courageous leadership by educating ourselves and others on the issue and impacts of sexual violence, speaking out against harmful attitudes and actions, and supporting efforts to help survivors heal. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim the month of April 2025 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month and hereby encourages all to stand with survivors of sexual assault and eradicate this crime from our community, expressing our sincere gratitude to all those community members, victim service providers, and criminal justice professionals who are committed to improving our response to all survivors of sexual violence. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. I think it's just important to say that what we do in our community and how we treat people in our community is really the precipice of change. So implementing that and believing people is going to set that change in motion. So thank you so much for making this day an important one for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for all the work that the Rape and Suicide Crisis Center does. And we at the county are proud to have a history of supporting that organization. So thank you for the work you do. All right. Moving on to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve execute receive and file job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for tax office workstation demolition in the amount of $16,838.93 pursuant to the buy board contract. Item B is consider and approve execute receive and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for the cost for the Annex 1 duct replacement work, which was not part of the insurance claim, in the amount of $12,144. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for April insurance reimbursement. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 526863 through 527063. And item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $355,882.11 to LaSalle for revenue received from inmate from entities for inmate housing. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have one item under the Visitor Center to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for spring 2025 grant request. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under County Commissioners, we covered item A. Item B is consider and possibly authorize Commissioner of Precinct 3 to accept donations and funds to be used to purchase engraved bricks in order to line the walkways of Popeye Home Parks pursuant to section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have several items under the tax office. Item A is to receive and file the certificate of training for Kate Carroll for property tax administration and property tax appraisal. Item B is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Joan Russell in the amount of $4,545.36 in accordance with tax code 31.11. Item C is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Mid-County Plaza LLC rent account in the amount of $3,887.07 in accordance with tax code 31.11. Item D is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Dawn DeGene in the amount of $2,582.10 in accordance with tax code 31.11. Item E is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment tax refund to Wooten Place Limited in the amount of $7,663.70 in accordance with tax code 31.11. And item F is to consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Total Energies Petrochemicals and Refining in the amount of $41,382.76 in accordance with property tax code section 31.11. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Juvenile Probation Department, we have one item to receive and file the Jefferson County Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of the juvenile detention facilities at the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center as per Title III of the Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Constable Precinct 4, a final agenda item on a short agenda is to consider and approve the hiring of Dwayne K. Johnson as a deputy constable with Constable Precinct 4, in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda items. Is there any member of the court or any elected official who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, just like to mention that the YMBL South Texas Fair is ongoing this week. Got a lot of action going on. The auction will be later this week, and then there's bull riding this weekend. So make your way out there. It's a lot of fun.
And I'll bring up one thing. It's very important. Last night, I think it was Channel 6 reported potholes on the interstate and entrance to the interstate. Be careful. It's a lot of traffic on the roads. It's a heck of a lot of repairs being done. And it bust three or four tires. They called it into TxDOT and they repaired it. But be careful, because that can lead to accidents. And I just want to make sure we be very vigilant about that.
And stay tuned. We had a workshop this morning with Texas General Land Office about a boat turn-in program. So people with derelict vessels or out disrepair and sitting in their yards, and probably early to mid-October we'll be having a vessel turn-in program in Jefferson County that people can bring their vessels in, and those will be disposed of without charge to the individuals bringing them in. And we'll have more that we'll be advertising as it approaches in several months here. Anything else? All right, if not, we appreciate your attendance here today. We hope everybody has a wonderful week. Y'all take care. We are adjourned.